Thanks for joining me on Wireless Wednesday, Tech of Sports and iHeartRadio. And looks like it's going to be a busy PGA golf show this year, third week in January. The golf world will be heading to Orlando, and just doing a little preview with Bill Cuevas, the golf father. And Bill, you always have some good insight, and you'll be a participant in the show as well. Thanks for joining me this week.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. I always love doing your show.
I know you do, and I love having you on. And we're looking at a little better crowd and a little better exhibitor attendance this year, aren't we?
Absolutely. We were just talking about it on our show last week. Right now, the new exhibitor listed at 270. And that's huge. And then in the new product zone, there's over 100. And there's a lot of new and exciting things going on. So I'm really excited for it, because you have it from all kinds of sizes, from whether it be apparel to equipment to accessories to all kinds of stuff. And, you know, to my surprise, with, you know, within the golf industry, pickleball. There's a lot of exhibitors with pickleball this year.
Yep.
So it's going to be interesting, because pickleball is taking off. You hear a lot about it in the news. So I want to check it out. I've never been a pickleball player, but I definitely want to check it out this year.
I got a pickleball racket for you, Bill, if you want one.
Yes. So, yes.
Pickleball is hot, and it's really, we're not here to talk about pickleball, but pickleball is really a good complement for golfers. As a,
absolutely.
Goes along well with golf.
It really does. That's why, like when I was reading over the list, I really enjoy the way that it's growing. There's a lot of women-owned businesses that are going to be there. We have women that are that work with us. And right now, our list is at 240 women-owned businesses that are being visited. So it's a growing part of the industry, and I'm excited to explore that too when we get there.
Yeah, that's really one of the trends, and I've noticed it for the last X number of years. Mm-hmm. There's more and more women at the show each year, and it's not just women there with their husband or boyfriend. It's women who are active participants in the golf industry, whether it be media, whether it be owners of companies, whether it be consultants, and that's really a good trend.
It really is. There's a lot of neat stuff going on. I'm looking forward to it. Overall, from last year, you know, it wasn't a great show for me personally. But this year, the way it's shaping up with all the new equipment, lots of new technology, it's not like the golf industry of old where you had a new driver every 3 months. It's a lot more conservative. But this year, some of the new technology that's proven, not, oh, we're giving you 10 yards this time. No, it's just simple data-driven stuff. And I'm enjoying the new designs and sounds. I've been attending a lot of meetings prior to this show. So I'm excited to actually see the products, swing the products, test the products out. It's going to be a great year.
Yeah, always a lot of new technology. And that's been a trend for a while. I noticed covering sports products leading up to the holidays that the supply chains are starting to open up. And
yes,
we're actually able, I actually got some golf products before the holidays. We're actually able to get some products now without them saying that the supply chains were shut down and everybody was waiting on a waiting list for things. We're actually able to get things now.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the industries opened up from the bag industry. I don't know the exact numbers, but I want to say that the golf bag industry exploded. We work with several companies, and we know for a fact one of them just took off. I mean, even with the prices increasing because the cargo was stuck, you know, out in the water, and you had to pay a little bit more to get the stuff shipped here, there are really, really happy. It kind of had the reverse effect that I thought it would have. But a lot of the companies, now that they got their parts, I mean, we were doing a call, I won't mention the company, but they've increased 35% in 1 year. That's huge. You know, it's not nothing to sneeze about. And that's what we're seeing and hearing from a lot of the companies, that they're selling a lot more golf products, a lot more golfers out there, which is good for the companies, bad for us, because that means they're going to get more crowded. But I love it. I love that golf is growing, and we're getting back to better pre-COVID.
Yeah, sports like golf, tennis, pickleball are growing. And the same applies to clubs, it looks like, Bill. We're able to get new clubs. And the other good thing is the manufacturers are sitting on, or we're sitting on, a load of stuff from a year, 2 years ago they weren't able to get out. So there's some good deals to be had.
There's a lot of great deals. You know, we work closely with Torres. You know, they say pound for pound, nothing comes close. The technology that David Glott has put into his products is incredible. At the price point that they do it, lifetime guarantee, we know about, because Mr. Biggs busted one of his things, sent it in, and they have replacement. We visited out there, and they literally have like a warehouse with parts of everything. So if you break anything that's 20 years old, they have it to fix it. And if not, they'll give you something newer or whatever to help you out. So I love companies like that. A lot of companies are thinking out the box to get, you know, get your dollars in their hands. Because everybody knows this is an investment. When you're paying $400, $500, $600 for a driver, not all of us can do that every year. So some of us got to keep it 4 or 5 years. So I love the direction that they're going and what they're doing with their technology to keep us.
Yeah. 3-4 years with a driver, Bill, you're just breaking it in at that point.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean for me back in the day, I was playing over 100 rounds a year. You know, living in Florida, it's easy access for us all year round. When COVID hit, you know, Florida never shut down really. So we got to golf all the time. So I took pride in that. But for me, I try to change, you know, every, you know, 3 years. Depends on how I wear the face. If I wear the face down, then I'll switch out a little bit quicker. But other than that, I mean, I have my very first set of clubs.
Wow.
I still have them. I've never got rid of them. You know, I fell in love with the game. I went to a golf range on a Wednesday, and I owned my first set of clubs that Thursday. And I've been doing it ever since. So golf is a great thing. You know, you don't have to change. I play with guys that are playing with their original pings from 26 years ago, and they're still whipping my butt. So if you can have all kinds of tools, but you have to have the knowledge and the skill to play them as well. So, you know, you don't have to change them every couple of years, but, you know, 4 or 5 years, get them reset, get yourself, fit. Because our swing changes over the time, and with today's technology, Ricky, they go and they fit the club to you, not you to the club, which is a huge difference.
Yep.
Before, they wanted to change you. Now they don't want to change you. They just want to give you the club that fits you, which I love.
Yep. We'll hit a couple other areas here rapid fire as we wrap up with Bill Cuevas.
Yes.
And Bill, I know you're always testing shoes. You're a shoe guy. And you're like me, you're tough on shoes. The show is really a good chance to try different shoes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We've already got reached out by several companies. You know, my go-to shoe is Squares Golf. It's been for the last couple of years because, like I said, data-driven to me is really, really good. The proof is in the numbers. So they're my go-to. They're my gauge. I gauge other shoes to test them to see how they hold up. Stability, how they keep my feet dry. You know, being on in the East Coast, out of Florida, it's wet.
Yep.
So I have to make sure that those new sweepers don't get my socks wet. So I love the new shoes that are coming out, really big on the data and support your feet.
Yep, balls. We always come back from the show with a bunch of new sleeves of balls to try. And ball technology's really, really taken off as well.
It really has. You know, now we have companies that have the sand machine where they do the fittings for you. It's virtually eliminated. You can hit 2 or 3 balls and it'll spit out which ball's best for you. Bridgestone has come out with some amazing balls. You know, they have Tiger in their stable that's helping them with their balls. Bridgestone, you have, you know, Encore Golf, which is a sleeper company for a lot of people. They're coming out big and strong, and they've been in the industry, and they're fighting with, you know, with the big dogs and staying right there with no problem at all. So get fit. That's what I'm going to tell you guys. If you get balls, get fit.
And if you're looking for accessories, the show will have every accessory under the sun for you to see and try in the world of golf.
Absolutely. One of my favorite accessories is my Tervis tumblers.
Oh, yeah.
I love Tervis tumblers, from cups to mugs to anything that fits in your cart, phone holders, caddy daddy, anything, gloves. It's going to be there. All accessories are there. You get to try them on, see what fits you the best. You know, I'm a big proponent of getting the stuff that works for you. Not everything is the same. You got to try it on, got to get fit, whether it's a putter or a golf ball, golf glove, get the stuff that fits. You're going to notice the difference.
And I love the lady with the head covers, Bill, that have all the different designs.
Miss
on
Daphne.
Them. Yeah, I'm looking for a Bill Cuevas head cover.
It could happen. It could happen. I love Daphne's head covers. They're one of the original animal head covers. You can find them in every store. Dick's, anywhere you find them. I just had a special one made. I'm very proud. One of my daughters, she just graduated from basic training. She's an AIT. And Daphne's head cover made me their bear, which is the Army. And they put Private Cuevas on it.
Love it.
I have Private Cuevas protecting my golf clubs. So, yeah, that's my theme, Ricky, for this year. It's all camo, all Army. I'm going all Army in my bag.
Well, to me, you're Sergeant Cuevas. So,
thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Bill, if people want to find you and find what you have going on at the show, fill me in. What do you have going on?
We're live from Disney Golf Course on Sunday at 5 o'clock in the evening Eastern Time. On Tuesday, the 24th, we will be live 10 o'clock from Disney Springs, and then Wednesday and Thursday from 8:30 to 10:30 Eastern Time, we are live from Booth 10, 1961 at the PGA Show. If you want to find out more, you can find me at W. Cuevas on virtually anything, Instagram, Twitter, on LinkedIn. You can find me on Big's Golf Talk, Igniting Golf, Golf Central Magazine. I've been participating a lot, and you never know when I'm going to pop up on your show.
Yeah, I'll stop by and see you at the show, Bill. But you guys will probably big time me like you always do.
Come on, we're going to have your entry song ready and everything.
Yeah, what do you call me, Bill? What's my nickname?
Tricky Ricky, baby. I got a gift for you. I got a gift. On Point Golf, which is a sleeper. It's brand new. Jim Furyk uses it. We got custom BGT ones. Ricky, come see me when you're there in town. And I got one special for you, man.
Bill, I'll see you soon. Can't wait. And thanks for coming on. And have a great show.
You as well. Thank you.